Thank you for calling. How may I help you?
Hi, is this Ruben?
This is. Who's calling, please?
Ruben, my name is Patty Coretta, and I work with Suanne Ledoux at Laura Turner Fine Group.
Great. I'm on the other line. Can I put you on hold for about 30 seconds?
Sure.
Thanks. Hello?
Hi.
Hi, sorry about that.
No, that's okay. I'm just kind of following up on this email chain because I'm the one who asked Suanne to contact you about the amortization schedule.
Oh,
She's extremely busy today, so.
Oh, no, I spoke to her and Pat earlier via the rep,
okay.
Sales rep Pete. I think we've got everything finalized, what we can do.
All right. Well, then I must be in the loop a little late because I was away for a little while. So.
No. She's going to run. I think you guys are owed T-value. We don't provide them as part of the agreement because it's a non-cancelable agreement, and it can construe the balance owed because the balance is the summation of payments. But it sounds like you're fine with that. So I think that, yeah, you're probably just catching up, to be honest.
Okay. No, but while I have you on the phone,
sure.
It looks like we're doing an automatic payment through our checking account with that. So how do they do that, though? Do they send a statement of some sort that shows the principal and interest that's being taken on that particular payment? How will that work? How will it work when you automatically take it out of the checking account? Is there a statement that goes out?
You can ask for a statement. It's not a principal. So what we provide is an equipment finance agreement. It's a non-cancelable fixed payment, although in this part of the contract, there's a discount of 4% per annum if paid off early, if your transaction's in good standing, although really no one does. Just more of a comfort thing than anything for potential customers. So oftentimes, a finance agreement, we don't provide amortization schedules because it can construe the balance. And what I explained was this. Since the balance is a summation of payments, if we provide you with an amortization schedule, we'll put ourselves in hot water.
No, that wasn't my question.
Okay.
That wasn't my question. My question is, on a monthly basis, do we get a statement of some sort that shows what the principal and interest is for that particular statement if you're not providing an amortization schedule?
No, because we're not providing a loan that separates in our books interest and principal. We're providing a finance agreement, so you'll just have a monthly payment bill. That's why the contract doesn't have a loan separation of an APR listed.
Right.
It's going to be a fixed monthly payment. The only thing that I told them that I'm not sure of is this. They said their documents are going to come back next week. I don't know when your billing cycle is due. It's going to be the 1st or the 15th. So if the billing cycle is due on the 1st, then there'll be prorated rent to cover the rest of the month. And since you're prepaying your first and last, August is covered. If it's due on the 15th of August, then it'll be between when we reimburse you guys in the 15th as less than a full month, and then August 15th to September 15th will cover it. I just don't know when your billing cycle is due because it depends when we do the site inspection and complete final funding.
Okay. All right. I understand that.
Cool.
Okay. So I'll reach out to them in terms of the other half of the conversation, but I just want to make sure everybody had what they needed. So I think
okay.
It's time.
Sounds like a plan. No.
All
call
right.
Me anytime, okay?
Thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.